The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you've been hearing over the last few weeks, Dublin Airport has exceeded the passenger cap of 32 million, and that was implemented back in 2007. The DAA, meantime, has implemented a temporary measure where seat capacity will be restricted to 14.4 million passengers in the next few months over the winter, covering October to March. Conor McCarthy is Executive Chairman of Emerald Airlines, and he's going to talk about the impact that the passenger cap will have on airlines and particularly on Emerald. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell us what Emerald does, because we don't see Emerald on your livery. We see Aer Lingus.
You do. Emerald are the exclusive operator of the Aer Lingus regional brand. So we operate the Aer Lingus regional network largely between Ireland and the UK, everywhere from Aberdeen in the north right down to Southampton on the south coast. And we also fly to Brittany in the summer. So it's the operation of the ATR 72 that people might recognise.
Now, this is a twin turboprop aircraft.
Yes, the greenest aircraft on Earth today. It's the lowest carbon footprint of any aircraft.
72 seats. That's why it's the ATR 72.
Correct.
Now, we played a little clip in our billboard at the top of the show where you are talking about from a previous interview that if you were driving to Donegal, for example, in a car, it would be much more efficient if you were on your own in that car or even with one other passenger, much more efficient in sustainability terms to take the plane.
Correct. Yeah. We burn about 2.5 litres for every 100 kilometres per seat. And if you take it, the drive to Donegal takes about 4.5 hours. And yeah, when you think about the burn and also not even counting your stops and going in for something to eat and the cost of carbon and putting down these roads and bridges. And you save 4 hours of your time. So it's a critical service. We love serving Donegal.
Now, the point of the passenger cap, it affects all airlines, but you have only 72 passengers on board your ATR 72s. For every takeoff and landing, 72 passengers. Ryanair 737 has almost 200.
Correct.
So if they impose a flight movement restriction on you, you suffer disproportionately in terms of the number of people you can carry.
Yeah, well, in fact, what they are trying to do is convert that into seats. So there is some balance being brought in there. But our challenge in the very first place is this, like, let's be straight here, Pat. This is Ireland's version of Brexit. We're sleepwalking into probably the worst act of economic self-harm since the foundation of the state. And I don't say that lightly. I'm in the business a long time. Dublin Airport underpins about 115,000 jobs in the state, but it's a huge driver of the economic engine that is Ireland. It's a huge driver of tourism. Most of the tourists arriving in Ireland do arrive by air in Dublin. And on top of that, we provide phenomenal connectivity with all the businesses that do business here in Ireland and abroad. And it's essential that we're allowed to develop that airport as it has been. And it has a brand new runway that's going unused.
Now, this restriction dates from 2007, at a time when it was deemed that the road infrastructure around Dublin Airport was inadequate for any more than 32 million passengers a year. That was all about the roads. The roads have changed dramatically since then.
Yeah, there's two major points on that one, I think. The first is the planners were right back in 2007, which is why the M50 is now 50% larger. We've added a third lane to the M50. But also, back in 2007, only about 15% of customers arrived at Dublin Airport by coach. Today, the DAA would tell me that 35% of customers will arrive at Dublin Airport by coach. And in fact, Dublin Airport has outstripped every other bus station in the country, and Bus Éireann have their centre there as well. So it's hugely changed. So in other words, the cap is irrelevant in today's world.
When they are counting the numbers, since this is all about road infrastructure, do they count the people who never set foot outside Dublin Airport in those numbers?
This is so illogical. So you're right. There's over 2 million passengers out of the 32 million that travelled last year that get off one aircraft and onto another. In fact, Emerald Airlines and Aer Lingus Regional's main purpose is to provide connectivity for over 250,000 passengers a year that will connect to the United States from the UK.
So if we subtracted the 2 million from the total, we really should have a cap of 34 million.
Correct.
That might get us through the current hump.
That's exactly what we're calling for today. We're calling for Simon Harris to personally intervene. He has had the vision to announce a Minister for Infrastructure in the future, and we welcome that because there's so many strategic planning projects that are just getting bound and tied down in local councils, and we need him to intervene. We need someone with a bit of sense to also deduct those 2 million transfer passengers.
I mean, that's something that is a simple sum, isn't it? You just say to them, this is all about traffic management. If we accept that the problem still exists in terms of road transport management, well, forget about the 2 million and we can...
That would buy us 1 year.
Yeah.
And at least, as you say, it allows that review to take place in Fingal County Council, which will then go to On Board Planála, which will then take another year. But we also think that the Taoiseach should suspend the implementation of the cap at the moment, because there's a very clear-cut case for increasing the numbers at Dublin Airport to 36 million and a further 4 million once certain capital projects take place. So if the regulator and the government got together in a room, they could agree to suspend the implementation of the cap.
I mean, they have that 2 million excuse anyway. Without ever having to eat humble pie or say they were wrong, they could buy a year with those 2 million.
Absolutely. And if you think about 2007 to today, the number of transfer passengers has grown exponentially because of the success of Dublin as a transatlantic hub. So that is new traffic that never uses the road system. And it should never have been included in the first place. It's completely illogical, and it's difficult to understand why the planners are retaining it.
Now, you know that we'll have listeners texting and calling in saying it's utterly unsustainable to continue this growth of air traffic, whether it's for holiday or business or whatever. We've got to go greener. We've got to reduce flying. What do you say in response?
No, I think every person in Ireland and every business in Ireland has a responsibility for the environment and for the world we live in. We are very focused on that. We're very focused. Our aircraft have the lowest greenhouse gas footprint of any aircraft in production today. They're very efficient, as we said. They burn less fuel than a car going to Donegal. But at the same time, we must recognise that sustainability also includes economic sustainability. We have come from an era where Ireland was one of the poorest countries in Europe to now we're one of the most prosperous. But to maintain and continue that prosperity, we have to maintain our competitiveness. And the idea of people who want to fly to Ireland for a holiday deciding they're going to fly somewhere else in Ireland is absolute nonsense. They'll simply fly somewhere else. They'll go to Stockholm.
They won't go to Ireland West. They won't go to Shannon. They won't go to Cork.
No.
They'll go to Copenhagen.
Well, yeah, those airports on a pro rata basis are some of the best served airports in Europe. We have amazing traffic levels in all our airports. But the idea of forcing somebody over to Cork or Shannon who wants to come to Dublin, or someone in Dublin who wants to travel to Faro to go down to Cork and take their flight. It's just a nonsense.
The question of how much carbon the airline industry contributes compared to other sectors, and you've been quite critical of the way the aviation sector has been targeted when you look at other things like landfill.
Mm. Landfill, roads, construction. Even the energy industry itself burns about twice the amount of carbon to extract oil as airlines do. So airlines today burn about 2.5% of the world's, or produce about 2.5% of the world's greenhouse gases. We're very conscious we still need to bring that down, because our industry is a growing industry. People want to travel. People need to connect. So that will increase if we don't bring down the per unit carbon. And that's what we're doing with new technology, with sustainable aviation fuel. And we've called on not just the Irish government, but the European Union to find ways of producing SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, at really large volumes so we can all access it for aviation. Mm. And that will do huge things for the carbon footprint, not just of aviation, but any transport industry.
Yeah, and indeed, IT has a huge carbon footprint as well.
Yeah.
Which everyone depends on that too. So that feeds into all of our lives. Finally, you foresee a time when there might be hydrogen on board.
I can see the technology, and we keep abreast of both the hydrogen technology and electric technologies that are emerging. There are some significant technological and safety boundaries to be overcome before that becomes commercial. But certainly in my lifetime, we'll see hydrogen engines working. The challenge will be on fueling and also on producing green hydrogen, because there's no sense in using hydrogen if it's another fossil fuel.
Yeah.
You've got to produce a green hydrogen.
How is Emerald doing anyway?
We're doing well. This year we'll operate 40,000 flights and carry about 2.5 million passengers. And we've 500 fantastic people in our team. We're in our third year of operations now. So one of the problems we have with this cap is we need to be able to grow in order to get to an economic and viable scale. And if we're stopped growing next year, in fact, what the Irish Aviation Authority are saying is we have to take aircraft out of Dublin. If that happens to us, that makes it much more difficult to us to break through to a break-even level.
All right, Conor McCarthy, Executive Chairman of Emerald Airlines. Thank you very much, Conor, for joining us in the studio. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.